Listen to this news. Australia reviews military export permits to Israel over human rights concerns. Australia is currently conducting a review of 66 active military export permits to Israel, according to a report by The Guardian. The permits, which were approved before last year's Gaza invasion, are being reassessed by the Department of Defense on a case-by-case basis to ensure compliance with Australia's international obligations, including human rights considerations. A defense spokesperson emphasized Australia's scrutiny of pre-existing permits in light of evolving Middle Eastern circumstances, aiming to maintain a calibrated approach. This review follows a request by the Australian Centre for International Justice in April, which urged Defence Minister Richard Marlis to annul all military export permits to Israel and other countries that might later transfer them to Tel Aviv. Despite the ongoing review, the Australian government maintains that it has not supplied weapons or ammunition to Israel since the conflict began and defends its participation in the global F-35 fighter aircraft supply chain. Israel has used F-35s in Gaza, contributing to widespread destruction and significant civilian casualties. Australia's role as a defense exporter to Israel is relatively minor, with export permits primarily covering items such as IT equipment, software, radios, electronic components, and dual-use goods. Since 2019, the country has issued 247 permits relating to Israel, with 66 still active. The review has drawn political responses, with Australia's Greens Party calling for an end to all military trade with Israel. Defence spokesperson David Shoebridge emphasised the need for Australia to avoid actions that could embolden Israel in the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's government has resisted ending contracts with Israeli companies that supply goods to Australian defence and police forces. The Australian Centre for International Justice welcomed the review, attributing it to sustained public and international pressure, and has called for a complete arms embargo against Israel. Human rights advocates have also criticised the Australian government's handling of arms exports, urging a faster and more comprehensive review process. Business General, Australia rises in beef exports as US cattle numbers drop.